Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of our Lord that we meditate upon this morning is taken from the book of the Psalms, the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So far, our text. Please be seated. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is our good shepherd, who laid down his life on the cross so that we could be a part of his sheepfold, dear fellow redeemed. Of all the psalms that are found in Holy Scripture, I think we could say without question the one psalm that is the most familiar and best loved is the 23rd Psalm. Over the years, people have memorized this psalm and called it to mind in order to help them during those very difficult times in life, like sickness, danger, loss, distress, guilt, depression, and yes, even death itself. The great spiritual benefits we derive from Psalm 23 are not at all attained through a superficial understanding of the imagery that's found there. The message of this psalm is not in any way like the secular recordings of subliminal messages or the sounds of nature, of the water caressing the seashore. It's promised that if you listen to this, this is going to really uplift your spirits and this is going to carry on in life. And well, the pastoral scene that's found in Psalm 23 is not like that. Oh yes, it gives us a good picture that's very peaceful and tranquil, but it's the message of how our Savior takes care of his sheep, which blesses us with comfort, peace, hope, and contentment. To attain the bountiful blessing the psalmist David speaks of in this psalm, it's important for us to recognize and acknowledge the fact that in certain respects we share some of the same characteristics as sheep of the animal kingdom. We need to be conscious of the fact that we're like sheep who are, by reason of our spiritually weak and helpless condition, we are completely and totally dependent upon our good shepherd for him to lead us, nourish our souls, protect and deliver us from spiritual harm and danger, and to comfort and sustain our spirits. The prophet Isaiah reminds us of yet another similarity that we share with sheep when he writes, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." On account of our sinful and rebellious condition, we have a tendency of straying from the paths of righteousness and rebelling against God's holy will. And because of this, we are greatly in need of a shepherd who will seek after us and bring us back and restore us to his kingdom. But then also, if we're to receive the benefits of the shepherding care of the Lord, it's of absolute importance that we act like sheep who listen to their shepherd and follow after him in faith and love. The Lord says of those who are not a part of his flock, as opposed to those who are his sheep, he says, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hands. This is one of the favorite sections that I have of scripture when I was years ago in the ministry and trying to help people who were really concerned about their spiritual welfare, coming lost. Lost to the shepherd. That you're his sheep, and you listen to him, and you follow him. He says nobody's going to be able to separate you from the Lord. Nobody and nothing. Having a good understanding of Psalm 23, concerning the ways and means of our shepherd and the way he deals with us, it's very crucial if we are going to receive and enjoy those wonderful blessings that the psalmist spells out for us in the 23rd Psalm. Now, for one thing, we need to keep in mind that in this psalm, we don't find the Lord handing down his law with all its requirements and its threats of punishment. That's not what David was writing about. That is not what gives us peace and comfort, joy and hope. Rather, it is the good news of the gospel that's found in Holy Scripture. This is something the gospel is found throughout the verses of Psalm 23. So then, with his wondrous gospel, our shepherd nourishes, tends, and cares for the sheep of his pasture. In verse 2, we hear the shepherd's loving care for his sheep. As the psalmist declares of him, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. What a truly serene picture of peace and contentment that our Lord blesses us with. Now, this is in striking contrast to the troubled and vexed spirits of many who are fraught with fears and worries and anxieties that's found so much in this world. The Good Shepherd enables us to lay down with a peaceful and contented spirit because he leads us to feed upon his spiritually nourishing food and enables us to drink of his clear, clean, cool water. To refresh us. This special food and drink the Lord provides us with is revealed in these words of Jesus. He says, "Do not labor for food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst." And then in John chapter 4, Jesus also says, "Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." Now the nourishing food and the refreshing water that Jesus gives us to eat and to drink is not physical for the body. It's a spiritual food and drink for the soul. His gospel message satisfies our hunger and quenches our thirst for spiritual peace, hope, and salvation as it tells us of God's forgiving love. No matter what you have been guilty of, and no matter how many times you've been guilty of sinning against the Lord, you are assured Jesus has taken care of it. He's paid the debt for those sins. And when you hear that you're forgiven for Jesus' sake, that's what gives you peace and joy and hope. With the knowledge of Jesus as our Savior, not only do we know that God forgives us of all our transgressions, all our sins, but God is well pleased with us. And you think to yourself, how could God be well pleased with me? Because when I look back at the week that just passed, there's some things I'm sure he was not too happy about. In fact, he was angry about those things that I thought or I said or I did. But because Jesus has taken care of those transgressions, those failings, God says, I forgive you. You're my dear child in whom I'm well pleased. Wow. You're not going to find that anyplace else in the world than in the gospel of Jesus. He surely restores our souls, just like the psalmist promises. Since we are the sheep of the Lord's pasture, as we walk down the path of life, there are going to be many predators, enemies of our souls that would like to rob us of the peace of forgiveness, the hope of heaven. We find the devil and the unbelieving world trying to spread their lies and deceptions so that we don't look to our Lord any longer in faith. They use temptations to get us to rebel against the Lord and his ways. And those temptations in this world abound. I don't know, the older you get, it seems the worse it gets in this world of the different attacks on our soul. But in the face of this fierce opposition, we may say with confidence with the psalmist, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. It's the Lord who enables us to remain firm and immovable in the faith as he prepares a table for us of his soul-strengthening, soul-sustaining, nourishing word. Jesus, who is the bread of life, tells us how he has overcome the world. He's defeated the devil. He's our champion. In him, we are more than conquerors. Through faith in him, not even the gates of hell shall be able to prevail against us. By ourselves, we're lost. In Christ, we stand firm in the faith to the very end. And while we may suffer wounds from our battles with the forces of darkness, our Good Shepherd, he pours his soothing oil, his healing oil upon us, forgiving us where we have failed him, rejoicing our spirits in the knowledge that those who suffer with Jesus for his name's sake, you know what he promises you? You will reign with him in heaven. Those who suffer for Christ's sake will reign with him forever in heaven. This is not a pipe dream. This is not a fairy tale. This is God's word of truth and his promise that he makes to us. We're also comforted in the knowledge that our cup runs over. This overflowing cup points to the rich and abundant measure of blessings our Lord grants us each and every day of our lives, both for our body and our souls. When we're mindful of these blessings, we can be completely content, satisfied with what the Lord blesses us with. Now, those people who are looking for, you know, these temporal pleasures and enjoyments, I'll tell you, there's some folks who are the most wealthy people in the world, and they're the most uncontented people because they're never satisfied with what they have. They want more and more and more. But when we think of the blessings God gives us each and every day, were satisfied, just like what Paul spoke of in the reading. No matter what the conditions of life was that he faced, he was content and satisfied. When we're confronted with harsh and oppressive conditions of life, such as sickness, hardships, tragedies which would strike terror in our hearts or fill us with heartaches, we have the promise the Lord will always be with us. He'll bear us up in his arms, and he'll carry us along in his loving care. One of those most dreaded fates that awaits mortal man is death. In this regard, we cannot help but think of and be concerned about what will our final days be like. Now, I know when you're younger, you don't really think too much about that. But when we do get older, that's something that's in our minds. What is it going to be like? Are we going to have progressively worse physical and mental health problems? Will we die a natural death or death by accident? When we die, will our loved ones be by our side, or will we die alone? Should these and other thoughts trouble us, we only need to remember our Good Shepherd and put our faith and trust in his abiding care, and we'll be able to say with the psalmist, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Knowing that the Lord's always there, and he's going to help us through any situation that we're faced with down the road of life, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid of anything that we may encounter in life. The Lord, who neither slumbers nor sleeps, will always keep his watchful eye on us, and he knows exactly what's happening with us and how it affects us, different things of life. And he knows exactly what we need in those different situations of life. With the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we fear death as little as we fear our bed. Because death is only a portal. It's a passageway that leads into eternal life in heaven with God. Those who know and trust in Jesus as their Savior from all sin, they have that peace of knowing, when I die, I'm going to heaven. I know sometimes I've spoken to members and I said, "Are you going to go to heaven?" And sometimes I'll hear them say, "I hope so." It doesn't sound very confident, does it? And so we have to remind them and reassure them that, you know, as Christians who believe in Jesus as their Savior, you have absolute assurance heaven is your home. That's where you're going when you die, because of Jesus, your Savior. As we continue to listen to the voice of our Good Shepherd that sounds forth from the pages of Holy Scripture, and we follow after him in faith and love, we know that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives to the very end. The Lord, who is faithful and true, he's given us the assurance of his abiding love, his unfailing help, and his never-ending tender mercies. Knowing that our Good Shepherd tends and cares for us according to his rich grace and mercy, and he works through the gospel of word and sacrament, we share this desire and resolve with the psalmist. "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." In Psalm 27, David speaks in a similar vein of thought. "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." whenever and wherever we are, and we're thinking about and giving attention to God's gracious words and teachings, we behold His glory. The glory of God is revealed in Scripture. It tells a lot of different things about Him. That's His glory that you'll see. And David says that we'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And here he's saying, as you continue to turn again and again to Holy Scripture, there the Lord will work through it. He'll lead, nourish, protect, comfort, gladden, and sustain us to the very end. Remember what Jesus said as the Good Shepherd? Those who hear my voice and they follow me, no one's going to be able to snatch them out of my hands. May this always be our will and resolve, so that the wonderful blessings set forth in Psalm 23 will always be ours, as the Good Shepherd tends and cares for us according to His rich grace and mercy. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.